Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
Hello there, I'm Tim Calvert. Welcome to A View on Access, which is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired, an insight into what's available and the content on offer. This time round, I shine a light on Winnie the Pooh the Musical, which is taking place at the Riverside Studios in Hammersmith, London until the 21st of May 2023, and then embarks on a UK tour starting in Southampton from the 31st of May and ending in Cheltenham on the 2nd of September. As an audio-described performance for Winnie the Pooh the Musical is still to be confirmed, I thought I'd take a few moments to share some information on the show and its visual elements. Disney's Winnie the Pooh, the new musical stage adaptation, made its world premiere in 2021 at Theatre Row in New York City, garnering rave reviews from Entertainment Weekly and Time Out. Rockefeller Productions carefully crafted Winnie the Pooh's first theatrical outing with inspiration from Disney's remarkable films and A.A. Milne's original text. The production was written and directed by Jonathan Rockefeller. The show features many of the original songs, written by Richard M. and Robert B. Sherman, who composed most of the music for the Winnie the Pooh franchise over the years. The puppets were lovingly crafted to represent our favourite characters to the highest detail. This 65-minute show without an interval is a fun-filled musical adventure for all the family, featuring talented voice artists and puppeteers that bring to life Pooh Bear, Piglet, Eeyore, Owl, Tigger, Rabbit, Roo and Baby Roo. As you take your seat, the set is open to you, which is a faithful recreation of a 100-acre wood, with authentic brown tree trunks, pathways, multicoloured flowers and green grass patches, a stream with a bridge and little wooden fences, and an ambient blue sky with white clouds hanging down completing the scene. The larger-than-life characters all appear, with the performers taking on the puppetry and voices, which are all accurate representations of what came before. Pooh is searching for Christopher Robin, who narrates the story and appears at the end, and seeks out all his friends, hoping to get his hands on a pot of honey, and getting into some mischief along the way, resulting in a heartwarming conclusion depicting love and friendship. It has lots of familiar catchy Pooh songs immersed in between the drama. This affectionate stage production is a wonderful homage to a beloved set of characters, and will delight Pooh fans of all ages, and is on at the Riverside Studios until May the 21st. The Riverside Studios is a great venue that is accessible for all, which is about a 10-minute walk from Hammersmith Tube Station and Town Centre. There's a cafe and bar with large seating area as you enter the venue, with the box office situated right in front of you. Disabled toilets are located at the end of a second seating area on a raised platform just past Studio 2. The front of house staff are warm and welcoming and will do all they can to make your visit a stress-free and enjoyable one. An audio-described performance date will be announced shortly. Please check the website for further details. For more information and to book tickets, concessions are available. You can call 020 8237 1010 or email boxoffice@riversidestudios.co.uk. To find out more about the upcoming tour around the UK, you can visit winniethepoohshow.co.uk. To find out what audio-described performances are showing around London and the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented, and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.